Burma, Myanmar. Introduction. If you allow yourself to be intimidated, then you will go on being intimidated. Aung San Suu Kyi. It was the story about her piano that first caught my attention. I was skimming through the morning paper in 1991, coffee in hand. A front-page story in the New York Times made me pause. It was about a woman with the unusual name of Aung San Suu Kyi. She had been awarded the Nobel Peace Prize for her efforts to bring democracy to Burma. The article said she was being held under house arrest in Rangoon, cut off from the world, her husband, and their two young sons. To keep her mind occupied, she often played the piano for hour after hour, alone. I sensed in that moment that the woman confined to her house was someone extraordinary. The image of a lone prisoner playing Bach and Chopin a world away from her family stuck with me. I started looking for more articles about Aung San Suu Kyi. The ruling generals in Burma had ignored her party's overwhelming victory in the 1990 elections. Instead of conceding, they surrounded her home with guards and threw hundreds of her political colleagues into prison. Soldiers cut her phone line in the most literal sense. They stormed in one day with scissors, snipped the cord, and took the offending instrument away. At the time, Suu Kyi had been in the middle of an interview with the BBC. As the days and years went by, Aung San Suu Kyi had to sell her personal possessions and furniture, piece by piece, chair by chair, to get by. To pass the hours, she cleaned her house, exercised on a Nordic Trek cross trainer, and tended to the wilting remains of her mother's garden. She began meditating every day to stay spiritually centered. Settling down her restless mind was difficult at first, but she kept trying. She listened to the BBC on a shortwave radio to keep up with world news. She studied to improve her French and Japanese. And she played Mozart and Chopin on the old family upright. It gave her mental strength to keep